Thank you, George. Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We'll look at this amazing verse again and see it from a little bit different perspective. The truth is calculated to do one thing, and that's to set us free. And so every time you hear someone or you're reading scripture, you need to thank the Lord for the freedom he's going to bring as you encounter truth. As sheep, you know how to hear his voice. And so if somebody's saying something that's not truth, just spit out the briars and chew the grass. Amen? This is verse 1 of chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on the things of the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden right now with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you'll be revealed with him in glory. So this is another one of those little grammar lessons. In verse 3, when he says, for you have died, and your life is hidden, the first statement there, you've died, that's past tense, summary action. But when he says, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, that's one of those cool, perfect tenses again. Completed action in the past with continual, life-changing, present tense results. Christ, who is your life, he says. And your life, the one you used to be, died. And the life that you now have, Christ is your life, is hidden with Christ in God. The just live by faith. We talked about yesterday some, last night, that every day we get to discover every situation, every relationship, every temptation, are opportunities for you to discover the limitlessness of God's grace and the possibilities of faith. Because grace works through faith. And grace works. Grace doesn't leave you passive or indifferent or slothful. Grace works, but it works through faith. Faith simply receives all that he is and all that he has. And in this process of walking out a life of faith, one of the greatest hindrances to a life of faith is shame and guilt, a sense of inferiority and inadequacy, and fear concerning what's coming next. Right? So that's past issues. Could just be recent past, yesterday or this morning. Shame and guilt. Present issues, a sense of inadequacy, being overwhelmed by weakness. In the future, fear of what might be. Anxiety. Those things are faith killers. And when he makes this statement, for you've died and your life is right now, it has been since the day you got saved, and you're being saved, your life right now is hidden with Christ in God. There's a place, several places actually in the book of the Revelation, but the first one is in chapter 1, verse 4. In chapter 1, verse 4, it says about Christ, he's the one who is, present tense, who was, past tense, who is to come, future. The one who is for today, the one who was for whatever happened before right now, and the one who is to come in whatever we might face this afternoon, tomorrow, in the future. Now your life, the one you possess now as a new creation, is hidden with Christ in God. And then a little few verses down farther in chapter 3, verse 11, we've been quoting this a lot, for Christ is all, and he's in all. Now when he makes the statement that he's the one who is, he's the one who was, and he is the one who is to come. When you became a Christian, your history got drawn into, and your present, your life, got drawn into his life. We've said this a lot over the years. Christ wasn't baptized into you. You were baptized into him. And when you did that, you traded stories. It no longer is your story, was your story, will be your story. It now is his story, was his story, and will be his story. And even if we're talking about past, just this morning, and you blew it, and you're having a hard time receiving, walking in faith, the grace that's yours, because of guilt and shame, or maybe still things from more distant past, that the enemy's constantly speaking into your heart, into your ear, telling you you don't deserve, you've disqualified yourself, or again, just this morning or yesterday, you disqualified yourself. You need to understand that your past is hidden with Christ and God. It's not your past anymore. If you sincerely, if you confess your sins, what? He'll forgive you. He's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you. Not just forgive, but cleanse you. If it's cleansed, it's no longer there. There's no even evidence that it ever was. It's part of the all grace that's yours. Your life, now hear this, your life, the life that you now have, your life is hidden with Christ and God. It's not your past anymore. It's certainly not the devil's past. Jesus paid a huge price, so it would now be his past. He purchased your past by his precious blood. Your life is right now and has been since the moment you became a Christian, that perfect tense thing, hidden in Christ, with Christ in God. Your past is hidden away. It's now been hidden and absorbed into the life of Jesus. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to him. It's hidden in now his life. When he takes your past, because he took you when you were placed into Jesus, your life is now hidden with Christ. It's his life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no longer your past. If Christ is your life, and your life involves past, present, and future, doesn't it? Your life involves past, present, and future. Well, the past of your life, even if it was just this morning past, how can the enemy, there can be no condemnation. It's now his. Your life is hidden with Christ. The past is hidden in the person of Jesus. It's now his story. You're no longer sticking out like a sore thumb with your own personal life that the enemy can attack. What makes up your life is now hidden away in Christ. And so your past is his past. Your past is his past. It's not even the devil's past anymore. So the enemy can't come and accuse you and disqualify you because of shame and guilt, because your life is hidden. The only way that can happen is for you to act like it isn't. And to stand there and take the accusation when your life is hidden with Christ in God. In the present, the Christ who is, your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's not you facing today. Your life is hidden. Christ is your life. It's Christ himself who's clothed himself in your humanity, hidden with Christ in God. And step by step, all day long, every temptation, every relationship, every surprise, every situation, it's now Christ facing your day. That takes all the burden. We've been doing a healing conference. Somebody you need to pray for, and headaches are easy. Cancer is intimidating. Not to him. Your life is hidden with Christ. He's not asking you to deal with cancer. He's simply asking you to be the body through which he can use to deal with cancer. Your life is hidden. I don't have to be afraid of today or be intimidated by today, by the enemy, by sin, by relationships, because my life is hidden. My day is Christ's day. My past is Christ's past, because my life is hidden. And my past is part of my life. It's now hidden. And I don't have to be concerned about my future, because my future is hidden. It's part of my life. It's hidden with Christ and God. I don't even have the right to know what's coming. I mean, I'm in some generalities. God may go, I'm going to use you. Oh, that's good. Or I'm going to use you in this arena. Okay, that's good. But you don't have a clue how he's going to order your steps. And he knows it'll mess you up if he tries to tell you about the steps, because you probably won't follow. Your future is hidden. So can't you just quit worrying about your future? I mean, you can plan and do all those things that wisdom does, but in the end, you can invest and make all these great financial plans, and the knuckleheads on Wall Street do something, and it's all out the window. I have all kinds of friends who had all kinds of plans. They lost everything they had a few years ago when the stock market crashed. Their children's inheritance, everything gone. So in the your life is hidden with Christ, so how's it going to do it? How's it going to work it out? You know, in your mind, your life is hidden with Christ, past, today, tomorrow. Just be at rest. You don't have to know it all about the future. Your life is hidden with Christ, and Christ is your life. He knows it. It's not going to be a surprise to him. He's able. It's his story. The one who is, and the one who was, and the one who is to come. You're in Christ, which means now he's your life, past. The enemy brings up what you did this morning, or what you did yesterday, or what you did 5 years ago to try to keep you from walking in faith. Just simply say to him, it's not my life. Talk to him. He paid a real big price for it. You're accusing him. If he threatens you about, I don't know if I can handle this, you're in Christ. Your life is hidden in Christ. So if it's hidden, you can just rest as you move forward and watch him do what he's going to do. And then about your future, just wake up tomorrow and find out what he did. Because your life is hidden. Your future is hidden. But it's hidden in Christ. It's a safe place. You can trust him. Amen? Amen? Now, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see you really well. So I'm hoping that the look on your face is stunned revelation. Because the truth will set you free. It's his story. So why would you talk to the enemy about what today or yesterday or tomorrow, as if it was your story? Your story is now hidden with Christ in God, and when Christ is your life, it's now his story. It was his. He bought it. The past is now his story. He bought it. The future is his story. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.